Captain Justin Martinez says while he won't file until March for the November 2014 election, he's gearing up and is excited about his decision to run for sheriff. Martinez, as captain, has risen as high as he can in the department and says running for sheriff is the natural evolution of the job he's now performing.
I'm the de facto undersheriff right now. My position is directly beneath Sheriff Edmonds. I sort of fell into, and then it just evolved organically into what it is now.
He recognizes that three-term Sheriff Dave Edmonds' shoes are going to be difficult to fill, but serving under him is what makes him feel prepared to try.
He has done an extraordinary amount of hard work and has laid, I believe, a extremely solid foundation to build upon. I will never be able to fill, I don't think anybody could fill those shoes. He has tanked this office and transformed it over the past 12 years. And I think it's now time for a new vision, a different approach, and to build on that solid foundation that he has established.
While Edmonds always ran on the Republican ticket, Martinez will run on the Democratic ticket, although he says he prefers not to think of the office of sheriff as partisan at all.
I'd say middle of the road. I have some conservative feelings and some liberal feelings. The position of sheriff has nothing to do with partisan politics. It has to do with the protection of citizens of Summit County and, you know, enforcing the laws, and laws aren't partisan with regards to criminal justice.
While Martinez lives on the west side of the county in Jeremy Ranch, he says he'll focus on balancing the needs of both the east and the west side.
You know, on the east side, it's very agrarian. There's a lot of agriculture and cattle, and, you know, they have a different philosophy of how they like to see their law enforcement officer, their representative in the sheriff's office. Coming out, maybe being a little bit more, walking the neighborhoods, coming up on Main Street, knowing the business owners. I wouldn't say the West Side doesn't want that personal touch either, but the West Side is a little bit different in the respect of what they expect out of their law enforcement agencies. It's where the populace is proactive in the approach.
He wants to dispel the notion that the focus is on the more populous West Side of the county.
They feel that there's a lack of interest on the east side and that the majority of our focus is on the west side. And they'd like to see more of a presence on the east side. And so, you know, I feel that what I need to do is I want to reach out to those government officials and those pillars in the community and try to fix that issue and meet them where they want to see the sheriff's office.
Martinez's announcement to run comes on the heels of a sizable drug bust in the area and a string of drug-related crimes. He says getting rid of drugs is a top priority.
We don't want our children to be poisoned by the drugs. We will do everything we can. If elected sheriff, I will continue the mantra of drug eradication, commitment to partnerships with Park City Police, the DEA, and take every opportunity to eradicate the drug problem that we have in our community.
Martinez and his wife, a nurse practitioner, have two grown children, and Martinez says he enjoys the outdoor lifestyle in Park City. He recently finished a year in the Leadership Park City program, which he says added to his repertoire of leadership skills.
It's exactly what Park City is. It is networking, it's community. It is such a diverse, and the cross-section that they choose, the people that they pick to go through leadership, they truly believe that these are the future leaders of Park City and Summit County, and they do everything they can to cultivate leaders.
That's Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez announcing his bid for the office of sheriff in 2014. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.